Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
He's come through a pretty good rugby career and a very strong coaching career, but nothing was handed to him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball breakfast.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
Four, I've been corrected. Who have I been corrected by? I'll tell you. DSN. Now, DSN is a versatile acronym that can refer to Deep Space Network, which is NASA's communication system for spacecraft, data source name, a connection string for databases, or other specific terms like DSN furniture in Ireland. There are other good furniture stores as well. And DSN prodigal producer, says here, Dara Smith-Nocton.
Thank you very much. Shane Hallen's version, don't spend nothing. Because I'm from Cavan.
Oh, does he
say that?
Yeah. That's the Cavan thing, isn't it? You get that a lot.
Yeah. Well, that came from a comedian who was married to a Cavan woman, and he used to tease her in his sets, and now it's just stuck for some reason.
Okay.
I swear we're not that tight.
Clanwilliam and Shannon, stalwart and legend, 27 Irish caps, 212 Munster appearances, two European
216.
Cups. 216. I was told 212. I don't know what those four games were. Two European Cups, plenty more besides. And now another honour that can be added to your extensive Wikipedia honours list, which is co-host of Off the Ball Breakfast.
I've been here before.
Very familiar.
I did one before. Maybe
did you do
two,
one before?
Yeah, a few years ago, yeah.
First one.
Well, it's great to be here. It's a bit of an eye opener again for of what you do and how it's all done. You're in Jer's seat. I'm in your seat.
Yeah,
Dara's over there.
I'm in Arthur's seat. Yeah, we're all out of place.
It's different, isn't it? When you're trying to piece together all this sport, and there's a lot of stuff, a lot of football last night. A couple of big legends this morning from New Zealand.
Yeah,
looking forward to. Getting Jordy Barrett's thoughts on the big Ireland game coming up next week in Chicago, and his time in Ireland and Anton Leonard Brown as well. He's had a bit of an up and down season.
Yeah, injuries, isn't it?
One of the things I would be really interested in, and when you retire from sport, and play at any level, is the psychological kind of scars of big games and big losses. You know, we all talk about wins and stuff like that, but how do losses affect people? Go back to United Liverpool a few years ago. Okay, I know you can remind me about what happened at the weekend, and Liverpool are on a dreadful run, but that 7-0 loss, you know, how do you recover from that as a club? And as a, maybe you just have to take it on the chin. They're once off kind of freakish results, and if you respond the following week from then, they're put down to freakish results. Obviously, if you have a bad run, it's down to quality, isn't it? And there's something wrong. And Man United have been, as a Liverpool fan, we've had plenty of kind of strong, you know, happy, joyful days, tormenting days for you as a United fan. But what happened in New Zealand in that second test in Wellington? South Africa just blew them away. I'd be interested to talk to them about that, you know, the reaction after that game, and how they picked themselves up. You know, they were beaten 43-10. It was the biggest loss in their history, which was it's significant, because I've a few 43 losses that kind of distance, a few on the CV, and most of us up in this neck of the woods would have had that, whether it's in club games or not. But For New Zealand to lose by that much, particularly on home soil, it was a big one, wasn't it? That second half against South Africa was
now it might
such
be the best
dominant
half I've ever seen a team play. In fairness, but like still, at the same time when you're at home,
it was a real statement of intent from South Africa, wasn't it?
That
we're purring along nicely, and you know, when they lost against Australia in that first rugby championship game in Cape Town, you think maybe there's a little bit of a turn here, but the depth they have is phenomenal. Changes they make in the team, and they're the envy of a lot of international teams now, that depth that Rassie Erasmus has. But yeah, that's what I'd be interested in.
Yeah.
How they pick themselves up the following week, and I know it was a couple of weeks before they played Australia, but just get going again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can guarantee you, having spent time down there, particularly as a player and as a pundit, it's like a death in the family, really, when New Zealand lose games, test matches.
Huge.
The rugby is like a religion there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking of religion, he would have been for some as well. Declan Hannan. See this, Quinny? Colin Tyne in his inter-county career last night, Stara.
Yeah.
So, like, we all know about Declan Hannan, right? So the most successful captain in hurling's history.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, right? So he's named captain, and it all starts, the glory, of course, starts in 2018. And it's from there. So you park it right up until 2023, Quinny. So then Declan gets injured, can't play in the semi-final or the final despite Limerick winning it in 23. The following year then, it's a change of, or it's a co-captaincy. And then it was this year really that everything changed for Declan Hannan when Keane Lynch is named captain. And Declan Hannan isn't playing as much. In fact, he comes on in the Munster final, takes a penalty in the shootout, misses, and comes on in what would be, amazingly really considering what he achieved for Limerick, his last ever game, which was the, I suppose, the humiliation at the hands of Dublin in Croke Park this year. But if you reverse it a bit, what this guy achieved, starting in the forwards, ending in the backs, a guy who had to put up with dog's abuse in the 2013 semi-final for missing a load of frees and came back to be an undoubted stalwart in Limerick's success. When you think of Limerick under John Kiely, he's one of the first players you think of.
Yeah.
And he's calling a day, and he's not even 33.
There's a lot of ups and downs in there, isn't there? People see the success and the end part of his career, and phenomenal success, you know, to be the leader of that Limerick team, to get that first All-Ireland in 45 years, was it?
2018.
Yeah.
It was
phenomenal.
Seismic. And the way they came back against Cork in the semi-final too, couldn't he?
Yeah, and then to go on a run, and a lot of pundits talking about him being probably one of the best teams ever. I think there's obviously great teams that have played in the past, and you think of that Kilkenny team that were stopped by Tip for 4-5 in a row. People were so impressed with Limerick, and he was such a great leader for him. Very calm and composed, in presented himself just unbelievably well. And what a career to go from 2010 to now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like the injuries have played a part in, we'll say, it comes to every player when you get into your, like when I see a player 32 in any sport, I think, God, there's 3 or 4 years left in them. In my head, 35, 36 is very achievable for people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the difference, obviously, from being a full-time professional and playing an amateur game is significant, because work commitments, career commitments outside of your sport, particularly in the GAs, is that can play a massive part. And when you're a full-time professional, you can sacrifice and make those sacrifices, rest, recover, come back from the injuries better.
Mm-hmm.
The treatment and support you get is different, really. I know the GAs and all the intercounty teams have gone to a different level as regards their support networks around for players. And the conditioning and the fitness levels. But it's phenomenal, really. And I meet intercounty players a lot, Cullum, who it's gym in the morning, training in the evening, diet, nutrition.
It's professional and everything except
it is, and the sacrifices they make. And you look at their body shapes now. So for Declan Hannan, he can be very proud of what he achieved. And he's a legend of the game, not just of the Limerick intercounty hurling. An absolute game changer and a brilliant captain, a great leader. And you could see the respect that the players had for him. You know, he's had a phenomenal career, and he should be very proud of his achievements.
From lengthening mascara to smoky eyes, complete your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code SAVEBIG when you shop OmahaSteaks.com today. Now is the time to load up on exceptional flavor and everyday convenience. From tailgating essentials to family favorites, the semi-annual sale is your chance to save big on everything you need to serve up fabulous fall flavor. USDA certified tender steaks, easy appetizers, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop now at OmahaSteaks.com and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code SAVEBIG at checkout. That's OmahaSteaks.com code SAVEBIG. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
You've touched it there, Quinny. Captain Dara, like I say, it's no coincidence he's appointed in 2017. And the year after is the start of it.
Yeah.
So he picks up his all-stars as well. You know, this isn't the guy who's just the captain and a motivator of others around him. This guy brought it himself to get those all-stars that he won.
Yeah.
And you're coming, as I said, right up to like 22, he makes history. It's a four-time captain winning for the All-Ireland.
Yeah.
23, no one knew it at the time, Quinny. No one thought anything about this, that he got injured and was like, well, that's unfortunate for Hannon this year. But it was, as it turned out to be, the start of the end for him. And at that point, he's only 30.
Yeah.
And it goes back to my thing. You're saying when you see an athlete who's 32, you're like 3 or 4 more years left in him. Exactly. I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
But to walk away now at this age, and we've seen this as a theme of the last few months in GA last year, Brian Fenton walking away fairly young, John Small walking away young.
It has to be appetite as well as
commitment levels too.
Commitment levels. And to be honest, when I say that, I don't mean that disrespectfully to any GA player that walks away at 32, 33.
Yeah.
That commitment is phenomenal. It's another part of your life that is also part of your working life. So for these guys to go to work every day, and I saw a video the other day, yesterday or last night, I was just flicking through social media and Keane Lynch was in work in his suit, and wasn't a full suit, but he was in his smart casuals. Yeah. I just saw a video of him at work, and sometimes we forget that with these GAA players. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not in any way kind of, you know, being disrespectful to anyone who goes to work. I went to work as a mechanic for 5 years when I was 16 to 21. So it's just different. It's a different world. And then I experience a world where you can go back for a nap after training in mid-morning.
Yeah.
So you go to training in the morning, 10 to 12 or whatever, have a big feed of the right nutrition, and you can go back for a nap for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And obviously, most people will do that, particularly in pre-season, because it's phenomenal for us as regards the weights, the conditioning, the amount of sessions we do. But the conditioning and the fitness that these guys do, and it's all, a lot of it is to do with rest and recovery as well. So it has to be appetite when you talk about Brian Fenton. Not just appetite, but it's a big part of it, and the desire. And I've actually, what he's achieved, which is phenomenal. There's very few people you meet that walk in the streets and say, well, I've 5 All-Irelands.
Yeah. Well, he got nominated for All-Stars before he became captain, so before Limerick were winning All-Ireland.
Yeah.
So their talent was
and
there.
And that's important to recognise, that he wasn't just, he didn't just start playing really well and they won All-Ireland.
No,
he was playing at a very high level.
Yeah.
And leadership qualities, sometimes they can be learned, but sometimes you see guys, and I saw so many rugby players over the years that you think they have that captain material. So it's not for everyone, and for what Declan Hannon has achieved in the game is phenomenal. I've met him a good few times, lovely lad. As a tip man, I was pleased for Limerick because if they were beating Tip in those years, I'd have been maybe a little bit different. But and it was a couple of strange ones during COVID, wasn't it? No crowds.
Yeah,
all
there
that
was
kind of stuff.
The Waterford game, December 2020.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was one of them,
crazy.
Yeah.
But what a career, and what a run with Limerick as well, you know what I mean? So to see him going out, to go back to what we were saying about him, you know, retiring at 32, nearly 33, it's the appetite, desire, and maybe it's something to do with the injuries as well and picking up a couple of niggles. But I cannot, and I go back to the point of 35, 36 of a rugby player for full-time. It's non-stop, relentless, year after year for GA players to keep going at that level. It takes some commitment and not to get paid for it then as well.
Do you reckon we'll see more of this? More premature retirements in terms of age. Declan Hannan could have his reasons. Maybe the injuries are more serious than we suspected.
To be honest, I would hope so, because you hear stories of lads retiring at 35, 36 and they're going off to get hip replacements and all sorts, and you're like, jeez, lads, I know, like, it's a serious commitment and people, they hold it close to their hearts, but you're at the same time, you're putting your body through hell for very little or no monetary gain. But Declan Hannan as well, just the mind as well, because he wasn't just playing for 15 seasons. He was captain for the majority of it as well. And that'll take a serious toll on your mind.
And you can imagine that part of your life, you know? Every training session, trying to say a few words, every match, pre-match, post-match.
You constantly have to be thinking about it.
You're on it all the time. You can't just turn up with your gear bag and throw it in the corner and put on your headphones and kind of do your you know, people do this because they do it for a reason, because they're good at it and it comes natural to them, and it is a great honour to captain a team at any stage, and obviously to stand there and lift a trophy is the ultimate kind of honour to do with your mates and friends and stuff. But that is relentless, continuously being captain the whole time as well.
The relentless commitment is palatable though, Quinny, when you're the captain and you're winning all Ireland's and you're creating history.
It's absolutely enjoyable.
When you lose your place in the team and you're no longer captain, that's when it gets
really
tough.
That's how you react, and that's how you see the character, the true character of people, you know, that they don't throw the ties out of the pram. The team is the most important thing, and he has the respect of guys that they can still look at him and say he can still do a really good job here. And it's a different type of position. It's a challenging one. And it's not for everyone to be captain of the team, lifting all Ireland's, being one of the top players on the team, on a very, very, an exceptional team, let's be honest. And then to be on the bench. And it's a different role you play. But you're not cast aside for a reason. You're not cast aside and pushed right out of the scenario because your playing ability or something like that has declined. Coaches keep people involved like that because of their leadership and because they know they can come into a tough situation and pick people up around them. So he's done that, and I'm sure he was the ultimate professional doing that, and he's massive respect in the game. So we're talking about all the sacrifice and the commitment, but what joy Declan Hannan has. I'm sure we'll speak to him at some stage.
Yeah.
He must have had the time of his life, really, and a dream come true to achieve all those things. Because, again, not everybody gets to stand on the podium and lift a trophy. That, even though it's always the bigger picture scenario, that's what you want to do.
People
in sport want to win and lift trophies, and what he's achieved with the Limerick, with his teammates, of course, and with John Kiely, who steered that, has been phenomenal.
Yeah, he's the ultimate team player too. There was a humility when he was lifting Liam in the air. This is part of something. Is I don't want the focus on me, but he also had that steel about him that you wouldn't mess with him. He's a great captain. And look, the tributes will continue to flow for Declan Hannan's career, and rightly so. What I'm interested in is this theme and trend of players retiring relatively young. And Martin Brettany has written about this in the Indo. I don't know if you've seen this. Daniel Flynn for Kildare. His early exit from county scene highlights effect hard slog is having a player. It's only 31. And we've asked, we've had inter-county players on the show and we've asked them this question directly. But the thing is, they'll say, but sure, it's no problem for us, like, because it's the ultimate to play for your county. It's the commitment levels.
Yeah, but they're playing with their clubs as well. Look at this time of year. It's hard to go out in that. I saw a picture in the paper the other day of Leinster players going out Monday morning.
Yeah.
Training. It's lashing rain. Monday was not a nice day.
Yeah.
And you think of, they're getting paid for it. It's their job.
Yeah.
You're going out on a kind of wet Tuesday or Wednesday night there and with your club or playing at the weekend. And, you know, it's a big sacrifice.
Huge.
Now, coming from a GA community, again, ICGA players playing with their clubs down where I'm from in Tip, and it's phenomenal. They love it. Mm. It's some crack. They have some fun together, some bonds. It's part of their lives, and it's part of the community as well. And it's that time of year that these big county finals are taking place, and semi-finals, yeah. and communities are pitting off against each other. Yeah. Supporters as well, people who know each other in local, you know. So it's gone on throughout the country, and it's they look. There's lots of. There's lots of people give the right recognition, but you can never kind of overstate the fact that, particularly in the inter-county scenario, the commitment that people give is just off the charts, because even the fitness levels and the way the game, both hurling and football, has changed around the speed of it and the shape of the players, really, you know. The game has increased in intensity that Dara's talking about, and you pick up those bangs and knocks, and it's of course, I think with any of the top counties in hurling or football, they do have very good setups as regards the medical supports and all that kind of stuff. But it's not the same in every county. No. It's a big financial burden. I noticed from a fact that was on the commercial board for Tipperary a number of years back.
Oh, yeah?
And it's constant finances that are needed to keep these inter-county teams going, and the people of the counties do lots of fundraisers, and there's lots of stuff going on behind the scenes to prepare them, you know. So it's a big financial burden as well.
And look, finally on this, look, who are we to tell any player what to do? And like, that's too much commitment for you. If they're enjoying it, brilliant. But I'm just interested in this trend.
I think we're going to hear some breaking news of Declan Hannan signing for Munster Rugby now.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
where would you play him? Back row.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Big lad, like even second row, maybe. He's quite tall, isn't he?
Would you?
Or centre, yeah.
It's tough in centres at the moment. Yeah. Not getting your game for Munster and centre.
You get much time.
With Fall in Full Swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Speaking of games, there was plenty of them last night there in the Champions League.
Mm.
This is wild, in case anyone missed it, right? So, I know there's Arsenal fans out there on to Meek when he being like, give Arsenal their flowers. I've been talking about Arsenal non-stop for about 15 months when it comes to Mikel Arteta, right? I appreciate Mikel Arteta. I say he does an excellent job. I'm just wondering, can he get to the next level? Well, they got to the next level last night against Atletico, Quinny. They won 4-0. You watched this game. The first goal was scored in the 57th minute.
Yeah, it took him a while to get going, but they look a different team this year. They look
ready.
Yeah, I know. I think they've taken a little bit of criticism at the start about, and these are probably from their own fans or supporters, that they're a little bit negative and they're not going for it as much and not opening up. And but when they get going, they're so hard to break down. They're so robust.
Mm.
They've strength right across the board, haven't they?
Yeah,
and very composed. And they dismantled Atletico last night in that second half.
It was a quick salvo of goals.
It was, yeah. But I think it's they have, you know, they look like they're ready to kind of go to that next level that people are talking about. Obviously, spent a lot of money in the last number of years, and they have invested heavily in that squad. But and he seems to have the people he wants there right across the board. You know, there's not kind of any deadwood hanging around that he's not favouring. They've so many options, and they have spent big in the last number of years.
They spent well though in the summer. Like they got that striker, Victor Gyökeres. He scores goals 3 and 4 last night.
I'm still not sure.
What a player!
I'm not sure about Gyökeres.
A lot of people, you're not questioning people's questions.
I'm kind of, no,
I think he's more of a dogged kind of physical rather than a silky, skillful guy. So the goals last night are, you know.
He's getting a lot of criticism for the fashion of the goals, but
that's unfair. Like, absolutely. Yeah, if he's been physical with centre backs and defensive teams and knocking them over and poking a goal across the line, of course it's his job. But he's not that type of player, so there's no point in saying that. I'm sure Arteta knows that. Obviously, he can score from outfield, and he was in a league that he had more dominance last year. The Premier League is way different, isn't it? Yeah. Anywhere you go, no, it's not. You don't get space, time, the physicality's right up there. But he poked in two goals really last night. One that kind of just deflected from very close range. It was more of a poke, half a shot. And the other one was with his hip and his body, wasn't it? Right on the line.
They all count. You know,
absolutely.
That's the thing. Like,
yeah, they look very strong, Arsenal, to be honest. I can't see, you know, and again, I'd keep a good close eye on them because of, for obvious reasons, when you follow Liverpool, they're a very, very powerful, dominant side. But then you think back to, I'm trying to grasp at straws here a little bit. When Liverpool were they didn't cut Liverpool apart that day in Anfield. They had a few chances.
Well, but Liverpool won the game.
Liverpool seemed to be the better side in the second half. Mm. And that's when Arsenal got... I just saw a lot of criticism there that they're sitting back a bit too much and that's what cost them. But I find it very hard to see teams. They will have a little blip here and there, but they look like a championship.
They have that monster core strength in the 2000s in central defence with Saliba and Gabriel. It's a good core, and they have Rice in midfield. Good spine.
Yeah, they look like they have a lot of power and physicality, and they can mix it up with teams that way as well, which obviously in soccer is helpful. And they have a little bit of an edge to them, and then they have so much quality.
They show that Miles Lewis-Skelly's assist for Martinelli last night when he runs through the middle. They have the capability of playing gorgeous football, but that first half was a slog to watch. It was a slog. Now Atletico played their part in that. Atletico are a very strange team this season. They lost at Anfield, but in between that they haven't lost. They beat Real Madrid. They hammered Real Madrid in the Madrid derby. They looked very poor last night.
It's
a bar though.
To look at Simone last night, he was just in shock really on the sideline. He's normally very animated even when his team concedes, and he was just like, we're getting walloped here. It was kind of that just expression, but they were very, very strong, Arsenal.
How do you think Simeone, like from your experience in dressing rooms with managers, how do you think he continues to motivate Atletico players? Because he's been there for so long. Like last night's not a good example, right? But even at 0-0, when they weren't playing too well, they hit the bar. They had another chance which just went wide when David Raya was way out of position. He has them competing all the time. He's won a couple of La Ligas. He's got the Champions League finals. What is it about a character like that? How do you continue to motivate players?
I don't know. He's obviously incredibly well got there. Loves the job himself. Must love the city, the project. He's embedded in that that club. And you talk about emotion and kind of being worn out from being a captain. I think he must. The energy he expends is phenomenal.
He's very well paid.
He's very well. Is he one of the best paid managers? Yeah, I've read something about it.
Always going to help.
Yeah, he's a big name for them, and they love him. And obviously, he's brought success there. They've won La Liga, haven't they?
They won it twice. He's been there. 2014 and I think 2021.
It was recent enough they won it, and that's phenomenal for them, really, isn't it? And that's, you know, it's particularly with Real Madrid and Barcelona being the dominant forces there. It's a different type of a model, even though when you think back to some of the signings that they've had over the years and the money they've spent, you think that they're not in the market for the top-end players at times, and then they come out of nowhere. And who was the guy they signed from... he ended up in Chelsea there, the Portuguese.
Joe Felix.
They pay 106 million or something like that. When it was absolutely crazy. That's a Real Madrid price, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But didn't they It was the most expensive player.
It was ridiculous money time. Now he was,
and then Griezmann as well.
People were very excited about Felix at the time when they got him from Benfica. Yeah. And that was surprising. He went to Atletico because he would have gone to loads of clubs. Like, how is he going to work with Simeone? He didn't work out. He's in Saudi Arabia now.
You know, they pick up players that are kind of not, that have kind of not done well at some of the bigger clubs, and they end up getting, you know, they're, it's a different type of model, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
They probably, every now and again, they're in the market for one of the superstars, but by and large, it's players that are just a level below that. And look, he's done an incredible job, and what an atmosphere there. And
So Arsenal flying it, right? And for many people, and quite rightly so, they're now favourites to win the Premier League, never mind the Champions League. However, Manchester City are going about their business kind of quietly here.
Yeah.
They go to Spain, they win 2-0 away to Villarreal. Erling Haaland is unstoppable at the moment. He's kind of reflecting his team's form.
Yeah.
City are looking very good, but no one's talking about City.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I don't think people care enough about City.
Yeah.
I think there's an apathy towards them.
But like, I know we've been talking off air a bit about the title race and all that.
Mm.
You're not fancying City.
No, I would fancy, I would still fancy City more than Arsenal to win the league. Still.
Okay.
That's out of pure bitterness, no?
Not at all. Sure, it doesn't matter if it's Arsenal or City.
As long as it's not Liverpool for you, that's fine.
But I'd still think Liverpool are the best squad in the league. Yeah. I just think they need to sort themselves out, and they will be. I think Liverpool are brilliant. I think if it's not Liverpool, I'd have City. I don't trust Arteta to take him over the line when it comes to April and May. But we'll see.
City, if you're a City fan now, I think you're cruising along nicely. You're getting results. You're creating lots of chances, and it's very difficult to put. People have doubted Pep and said maybe he's you know, he's been there long enough, and there's a little bit of a wane between last year this year. He's rebuilding again, and he's kind of changed up his squad a good bit. You go back to last January, they bring in 3 or 4 players, don't they? Then they bring in another 3 or 4 in the summer. There's 7 or 8 new players in that team from the team that was winning the league and being so dominant.
For sure.
And Haaland is just...
He's gone back to
a different level. You're thinking last year, maybe he's on the... Maybe he's as good as people have thought, you know, and
he'll prove you wrong. Doubt.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Back here.
Like, because it's
unbelievable.
It's just, he's just incredible. The strike again last night was phenomenal, you know, the way he just gets himself into positions that he can tap him over the line, but he can blast him as well from 15, 20 yards out, and phenomenal form.
Absolutely.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.